November 3rd, 2014. This week's parsha is Parshas Vayera, so I thought it would give us an opportunity to discuss the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orachim. So I wanted to start off by asking around six questions over the next couple of minutes, and then spend the shiur trying to answer those and others. So I guess the first question would be, you know, why did the Torah decide to focus on this aspect of Avram's acts of chesed? You know, why did it, you know, spend so much time talking about Hachnasas Orachim? I'm sure, you know, Avram was a Baal chesed. He could have, you know, he was involved in other acts of chesed. But some reason, the Torah focused on the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orachim that Avram Avinu practiced, and in the beginning of this parsha in such detail. And the question is, why did it single out that mitzvah and not other acts of chesed that Avram did? I guess a related question would be, and we'll see in source 2, that there's a phrase that I'm sure most of us have heard of, that the Gdol Hachnasas Orachim Yosem Ergabat Pnei Ashchina, that, you know, Hachnasas Orachim is so great, it's even greater than welcoming the Shechina, and we'll see that source. And again, that phrase is not said by other chasadim. We don't say, you know, Gadol, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, Yoser, Mechabab, Meshchina. So again, you know, a related question would be why not? Why did it focus? Why is that relation between Kabbalah Meshchina and Hachnasas Orachim? Another question would be, is really to get at the root. If you are sit really in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so what really gives you the right to leave and to practice Hachnasas Orachim? If I was hosting a prime minister or a president, a king, was sitting in around my table, and all of a sudden the front doorbell rang, I don't think it's protocol for me to break away and to go to the door. So, you know, we'll have to try to understand, and we're going to get to two reasons. You know, we'll discuss it in the Shla and the Maharal, which I think are each focusing on a little different aspect, to tell us why that can be, why you are able to leave the Shechina and be involved in Hachnasas Orachim.
Was that Ben Adam, that Basar Adam, was the one who commanded him to do mitzvah of Hachnasas Orachim? No, he wasn't. So you're obeying God by also doing Hachnasas Orachim, so...
Mm-hmm. But that priority, there's certain priorities in mitzvos, and so again, we can do that because we know that Avram, we're taught because Avram did it, but sort of like, how did Avram intuit and know that he would be allowed to break away? Another question would be, is if we focus on source 1, as I underlined in Pasuk Beis and Vav and Zayin, the verb, vayaratz, and vayimaher is repeated over and over in the story. It says, vayar vayaratz likwasam, Avram ran to the malachim. Vayimaher Avram ha'ola, and he hurried back to the OL. Vayomer mahari shloshim, he said, you know, quickly, let's get these cakes going. Vayaratz, ve'al ha'bakar ratz Avraham, so there he's running again. And to the nar by maher so to help prepare. So again, this concept of zrizus and of why is it again intertwined with this mitzvah specifically of Hachnasas Orachim? It's a milah that should be maybe associated with all mitzvahs, but is there something specific with the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orachim that those verbs were so intertwined into the story? Let's look at source 2. Source 2, as I mentioned, it's a Gemara in Shuas Daf Lamed Hei, and it's referring back to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says, "Vayomer Adonai im na matzasi chen beinecha al na tavor me'al avdecha." So the Gemara points out that there's two ways to interpret that pasuk. Adonai, is it referring to the Malachim? Is he telling, is it Chol? Is the name just referring to masters? It's a very honorable way of addressing the Arabs that were passing by. And he says, please, my masters, don't walk by my tent, come in. Or is it Kadosh? Is it actually referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he's, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him on the third day after his Mila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being Mevakar Cholim. And now he's telling Vayomer Adonai, Avram is telling Hashem, you, Imna Matzotzim Al Natavor, please don't leave me, stay here while I'm involved in this act, and I'll be right back. So that's what the Gemara is referring to. It says, Kol Shem HaSamurim B'Torah Ba'Avram Kadosh Chutz Mizeh. So the Tanakhama would say, the first opinion in the Gemara, it says that this one is referring to the Arabs, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says, and he quotes that pasuk. However, there's a tradition, Chanina ben Achai, Chanina ben Achi Rav Yoshua, who is the nephew of Rav Yoshua, and also Rav Elazar ben Azayah, Mishum Rav Elazar Hamodai Amru. There's a tradition from Rav Elazar Hamodai that says, Avze Kadosh, this Adonai is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's saying, if that's the case, then it's these later Tanayim who are, if they're saying it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where you then would learn out this principle, G'dola Hachnasus Orchim Yosa Me'akabla Panei Hashchina, because he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait here while I be involved in Hachnasas Orchim. So if you say that it is Kadosh, you can learn out this principle of G'dola Hachnasus Orchim Yosa Me'akabla Panei Hashchina. Concept is also learned out in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chavav. There, the Mishnah mentions that it's talking about the inyan of Tircha Yaseira on Shabbos, and it's talking about Uvda Dachol, concepts like that. And it says, however, Mafanin Afilu Arba V'Chamesh Kupo Shal Teven V'Shal Tfuah Mipnei HaOrchim U'Mipnei Bitl Beis HaMedrash. So it's saying that normally you're not allowed to be going around rearranging your furniture, you know, on Shabbos. Uvda Dachol, it's Tircha Yaseira. But let's say you have a lot of guests, and you have to clean out that area. You have to move those bundles away to make space for your guests, so then you'll be allowed to do it. Or let's say you're hosting a shir and more people showed up, so you'll be allowed, the Mishnah is telling you, certain activities where normally you wouldn't be allowed to start lifting heavy cartons and schlepping it around and making space, but for these reasons you'd be able to be involved in those activities. So off that line in the Mishnah, Rav Yochanan says, G'dola hachnasas orchim Kehashkamat Beit HaMedrash. Since it says that you're allowed to move these packages for Orchim, and it says you're allowed to do it also for a shir, so you learn that welcoming guests is just as important as going to the Beis Medrash and learning. However, Rav Dimi Mehardoi says no, it's even Yoser Mashkamat Beit HaMedrash. Hachnasas Orchim is even greater, because the first line in the Gemara, Diknani Mipnei HaOrchim V'Hadar Umnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash. It sounds according to how he's reading the Mishnah. It says, look, surely you can do it for that's obvious for Bikur, you know, for Hachnasas Orchim, but we'll even let you move it for Torah. Meaning it was very clear that you can move it for Orchim, because Orchim is even greater. But we'll even let you do it to make room for a shir. So that's how Rav Dimi Mehardoi learned it, that it was even going, Hachnasas Orchim is even Yosem Hashkamat Beis HaMedrash. Now look at the next line. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, G'dola Hachnasas Orchim Mehakpalat Pnei Hashchina. So there he doesn't use the word, the Kafa Dimyon, like the Kuh, right? So, but, and he uses the same Mem, Yosem Mehashkamat Beit HaMedrash. So he uses Orchim Mehakpalat Pnei Hashchina. So I think when you say G'dola Hachnasas Orchim, Hachnasas Orchim is greater Meh, when you say something is greater Meh, I think it's the same thing as saying, like we saw in Source 2, that G'dola Hachnasas Orchim Yosem Meh, because that's again with the Mem, Hakpalat Pnei Hashchina. So we have sources that quote,
it's called in Hebrew Mem Ha'Yitaron. It's definitely the same. It's Mem Ha'Yitaron. Mem means more.
More. Mem, that means more. Not the same, but more. Okay, good. So that's how I wanted to read it, and I thought that I'm glad that we said it in a dictic way. So my question then, we'll see that the Rambam is going to change that lashon. The Rambam is not going to say Yoter Mehakbala Pnei Shechina. But the Rambam, when he quotes it, and we'll look at it in the next source, he's going to go back to the Kaf HaDimyon, and he's going to learn Ugdol Achnas Sosorchem Ke Hakbala Pnei Shechina, making it equivalent. So my next question would be, why did the Rambam switch, you know, from the Gemara? Now, I just want to tell you, I mean, when I looked at my regular Rambam, it actually said Meh Hakbala Pnei Shechina. But when I looked in my Frankel Rambam, it had the Ke. And I think that's the more... what'd you say?
Correct version.
So that would be my next question, is why did the Rambam switch from the Lashon and make them equivalent when the Gemara seemed to say Hakhnas Sosochen was even more? Let's look at this next Rambam, and I'll ask one more question that I will answer, and then I'll raise a question which anybody can please help, you know, after right away or after Shir or even on any Shabbos if you ever catch me. I haven't found an answer yet to one thing that popped out at the Rambam, but let's learn it together. Source 5. This is Hilchos Evel Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Devarim Levakar Cholim. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanon to visit the sick, Ulanachem Avelim, and to pay a shiva call, Ulahotzi Ameit, and to take out the mate, Ulahachnis HaKala, and to bring in the Kala, Ulavaya HaOrchin, and to escort Orchim. He doesn't say Hachnasas Orchim. He's already referring to Leviat Orchim after the meal, when they're all done, escorting them back onto their way. Ulatasik b'chol tzarchei hakvura, to be involved in the burial. And then it says, Lasas et al hakateif, to put it on your shoulder, I guess, uvelech lefanov, and to go before the mace, velispo, to do a hesped, and to lachpor, velikvur, and to dig and to bury. Vechein, and similarly, l'sameach hakala v'chasan, to be m'sameach l'chasan hakala, l'sadan b'chol tzarcheihem, and to provide for their needs. And now he says, ve'elohen gvinus chasadim shebegufo, she'en lehem shiur. He's saying these are mitzvahs gemilas chesed. You know, there's that distinction between staka, which is with mammon, and gemilas chesed, which is with guf. And he says it's, I guess, staka has maybe a tops off at 20%, a fifth. And here, gemilas chesed ein la shir. And then he says, af l'pi shekol mitzvus eilam edivrei, and hein b'chlav ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So the Rambam, many of you probably have seen this before and are familiar, he's saying that even though these activities, these maisim, are d'rabbanon, you fulfill a mitzvah d'rabbanon when you are mevaker cholim and involved in achlasus orchim and mesameach chasan makala, you have a kiyum d'oraisa of the mitzvah of ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So an interesting act. The act itself is an act of a d'rabbanan act, but you still are fulfilling a kiyum d'oraisa v'haftel recha, the mitzvah v'haftel recha kamocha. So I wanted to point that out. But I also wanted to point out that the Rambam there in Halacha Aleph didn't mention Hachnasas Orchim, but rather Leviat Orchim, the escorting of the guests. And he says it again in Halacha Beis, Schar HaLeviya Meruba Min HaKol, the Halva, this escorting is, the Schar is greater than all these rest of these activities. V'hu HaChok Shechokku Avram Avinu V'derech HaChesed Shenagba, and it's sort of like etched in. This is the etching of Avram Avinu, the Chesed that he has done. Machel Ovei Drachim Mashko Osan Umulava Osan Ugdola Hachnasus Orchim. And this is where I point out Kehagbalat Penei Ashchina. So that was my second question in the Rambam. Why did he change the lashon when we had Yosem Mehakbalat Penei Ashchina? More, he's going back to Kehagbalat and making it equivalent. So those were the two questions. Why is he focusing on Halvaya instead of Hachnasa? And why does the Rambam make it equivalent? Shenemar Ve'ayar Ve'inei Shloshan Hashim. And he says it again, another time, Ulviyam Yosem Mehakhnasatam. He says it explicitly, that the escorting is more than the inviting. Okay, so those were the five questions that I wanted to ask, the six questions that I wanted to ask. The question in the Rambam that I did not have an answer to is the following. I just wasn't sure if I looked again at Halacha Aleph. So he starts off by saying Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, Hatzas Hameit. So he's involved in something with the burial. We know with that Hachnasas Hakala Uvas Orchim, and then he goes back after already saying Hotzi Ameit. The Rambam then goes back Uletasek b'chot sarchei kfura. He goes back to the mate and talks about kfura, carrying it, digging it, lispo lachbo v'likvor, right? So I didn't understand why after talking about Hotzi Ameit did it mention Kala and the Vayitame Orchim and then go back to burial, and then he uses this lashon v'chein. And similarly, why is there even the v'chein there? It should just continue the sentence and says, and similarly, and then it goes back to something we talked about before. He already talked about hachnas akala, and now he says v'chein lismach akala v'achatan, to, you know, to make them happy. So my two questions, I didn't understand. He talked about mate and kala, then he took a little break, and then he talked again about mate, and then he said v'chein similarly, and then went back to kala. And I wasn't exactly sure. It sounds to me that Rambam is, I mean, I'll try to give it, maybe it's, there might be two, I'll try to give an answer a little later, but I can't fit it in. But so if, you know, something to think about, and if anybody comes up with a way to, you know, to, of the order of the Rambam, please, please let me know. Right.
התורה אומרת משהו שהוא הכלל,
right.
ואחר כך הפרט. אני לא מתכוון לכלל ופרט של הלכה, כן? אבל יש בסיפור, והיה שם משה מצרימה, ואז כתוב, ויקח את אשתו ואת ילדה וכו'.
Okay.
אם הוא חזר למצרים, איך הוא לקח את, אחר כך את האישה והילדים, הוא חזר למצרים.
Okay.
אז בן עזרא אומר, ואורת שהוא, יש פסוק שאומר מה הוא עושה באופן כללי, ואחר כך נכנסים לפרטים.
Okay.
יכול להיות, בגלל details. שבעניין של המת יש הרבה פירוט, לשאת על הכתף, ללך לפניו, לספוד, ללחפור ולקבור, אז הרמב"ם קודם כל אומר רק להוציא את המת, שזה okay. משהו כללי.
Okay.
הוא דוחה אחר כך להגיד מה הדברים שהולך בתוך להוציא את המת.
Right.
עדיין זה לא מסביר את מה ששאלת, לשמח אדם וקלה, למה זה חוזר אחר כך.
Right.
יש לי תשובה גם,
okay.
שהלשון הראשון, oh, we'll do it in English, I guess, because that's what this is supposed to be in.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah. we're doing, the first ones are following the Mishnah that we say every morning, and after that, then he goes back and adds on the other things that he thinks are perhaps should be mentioned as well, that may not be exactly equivalent to the hachnasas kala, which is providing for her to have her her wedding, but being sameach them is also ein shiur, but it's not exactly in the order of what the Mishnah said. So he follows the order of the Mishnah, and then he adds on later on instead of breaking it up.
I don't have it in front of me, but is that correct? Is he following the order?
It's a brayta from Peah, and there definitely is one of the bases here, but I don't think the order is exactly. So yeah, there are other ones that are on the list that don't make this list.
Right.
So
it doesn't. Right. Okay. So that was
something.
That
didn't bother you.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it well.
Yeah. After we are correct.
That's kind of hard for me to understand.
It's
is it a Dorabanan or is it a Doraita?
Okay, so I want to say the Torah left it up, sort of originally left it up to you to do acts of kindness to your fellow man. Behave towards your fellow man like you would want him to behave towards you. That was the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Chacham then came along afterwards and said, you know what, for us that's a little too vague, and we want in certain situations to prescribe a definite set of actions on that person. So therefore, when the Chacham came along and prescribed those actions, you're fulfilling that mitzvah d'rabanan because it came from. But in the same time, you're fulfilling the kiyum of Akim Doraisa v'haftarecha kamocha. That's how I understand it.
When I do a haftasat orchim,
right?
Do I get points doraita?
Yes.
According to this?
Yes. You get a kiyum doraisa. It's a mitzvah dorabanan with a kiyum doraisa. That's how I want to explain it.
I need doraita points. I'm low on doraita points.
Okay, so if we went back to the question of it was my third question is of like how can one, what's the underlying svara for allowing one to leave the presence of Hashem and to be involved in hachnasas orchim? So I thought I saw two answers, one of the Shla and one from the Maharal. So the Shla is going to say the following: as great as it is to be in the presence of Hashem, there's something even greater than that, and that is to emulate Hashem. Okay? So emulating Hashem, and Vahalachta Bedrachav, his midos is even greater than being in the presence of Hashem, and that is what allows a person to leave the presence of Hashem to go and try to emulate Hashem. Let's look at Source 6 in Dvarim Yud Gimel. It says, "Acher Hashem Elokeichem Telechi." You should walk after Hashem. So the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Dalid S. Right, Acher Hashem Elokeichem Telechi. Efter Lo LaAdam LaAlech Acher Shechina. Is it possible that a person can walk after the Shechina? V'Lokfar Nemar. It's already said, "Ki Hashem Elokecha Eishoch." Hashem's a fire. How are you going to walk after a fire? Ela lahalach achu midos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Walk after the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it goes through this whole phraseology which we've heard. Mahu afata. Just like Hashem, mahu malbish arumim. Hashem clothed Adam and Chava. So afata halbish arumim. So to you should be involved in that chesed. Hashem is mevaker cholim in this week's parasha. So too, afata you should be involved in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. Hashem is involved in Nichum Avelim. When Avram died, he was Mavakir, he was Menachem Yitzchak, he visited Yitzchak. So Afata Nichum Avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the Torah was involved in burying Moshe. So Afata Kvor Meitim. So it's Mahu Afata in Matate Odei to emulate the Midos of Hashem. So the Shla says, V'nira B'nei Pashut, Source 8, that mitzvah sachnachus orchim shehi bechlal mitzvah asay devahalachta bedrachav. He says mitzvah it's consumed under the mitzvah halachta bedrachav of emulating Hashem's way. In what way? Vizeh. It was interesting. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu machnis orchim b'chol zman ve'idan b'chol shav b'chol eis b'chol rega. Hashem is constantly being involved in hachnasis orchim. How? Ratzolama ki kol olam orchim heim legabe Hashem yisbarach. Hashem created the world. We're all guests in Hashem's world. Hashem is constantly being involved in hachnasis orchim for allowing us to be here. So too we should be involved in by emulating Hashem. So too we are being we should be involved in mitzvah hachnasis orchim. I think that might have answered why did it focus on. So that might be one answer of why did, you know, is the Torah focusing on Hachnasas Orchim and not other types of Chasadim. So one would be is because this is that Chesed of Hachnasas Orchim is where all the other Chasadim act out. But the cloud, like the vessel that's holding it all, is our existence in this world, which Hashem created and hosts. So that's sort of like the major overall arching chesed, and all the other chesedim are being acted out within that sphere. Possible. Another idea that I heard was that many of the chesedim that we do, are outward based. If I'm being mevaker cholim, or menachem avelim, so I am outwardly acting. However, there's an aspect of Hachnasas Orchim where a person has to be Matzamtzem himself. Someone else now is moving into his home and is using his kitchen and his bathroom and his bedrooms and in his space and invading his space. So a person who sort of has to be Matzamtzem himself, so that's another Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is a Matzamtzem. He doesn't reveal himself openly, and so that's another way that by Hachnas Orchim sort of is emulating that aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's why it focused possibly on Hachnas Orchim as that chesed. I'm going to give a third reason shortly also. But if the Shla was explaining why the reason we can leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be bound in Hachnas Orchim because there's something greater than being in the presence of Hashem, and that is emulating Hashem, v'halachta bedrachav. I think the Maharal is focusing on a slightly different idea to allow us to leave the presence of Hashem. So we know in Bereishis Perek Beis, Hashem says, "Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min ha'adama." We created from the dust. Vayipach v'apav, but He blows inside us nishmas chayim and neshama. So the Maharal says, Perush, Hachnasas Orchim Shehu Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. There's by me being involved in Hachnasas Orchim, I am recognizing that Selamokim in that person. Shum mechabed ha'adam kishrabo elav panim chadashos. When this new person comes and I'm being mechabed him, v'chavav elav adam kashenera elav, and I'm acting kindly towards him. V'hu mitchaber legamrei el Selamokim. I'm being mitchaber to the Selamokim in this other person. So I think somehow that the morale might be focusing on is that. Why am I allowed to leave Hashem? Because one is I'm in front of Elohim, I'm in front of Hashem. But when I'm involved in the mitzvah of Achnosus Orchim, I am validating and connecting and with the Tzelem Elohim of that other person right there. So both of them, one is I'm involved with Elohim, and one of them with the Tzelem Elohim. There's a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each and every one of us. And if I respectfully interact with that portion of Elokut, so then there is no real difference. I can be standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, or I can stand in front, the Tzelem Elokim, and it's sort of equivalent. I thought that helped. That explanation of the Maharal might help us explain the Rambam, because both ways. One is that what.
Kehatvala.
Right. So the first one is that if you said the Gemara was talking about Yoter. Right, it's Hachnas Ochem is greater than Kabbalah Pneh. That was the first answer of the Shla. The Shla was saying that there's something even greater than being in the presence of Hashem. What's greater? Emulating Hashem. So then you would say it's even your Hachnas Ochem would be Yoter. But if I'm saying that there's Elokim and then there's the Tzelem Elokim, and that what allows me to leave is because the basically equivalent, maybe that was what the Rambam was talking about when he said Ke and making it Kehatvalat Pneh Shechina and making it equivalent. But I also thought that it also can explain his focus on Levaya and not Hachnasa, because Levaya is an amazing thing. It's after all the needs of the person they're taken care of. The person just sat at your table for an hour, and he ate, and he drank, and he's fed, and he had dessert, and he stopped, right? Now he's saying thank you, and now I'm escorted. Now he has no more needs, right? Now, at this point, I could have just said, okay, go on your way, but I validate his son, Lokim. It's at that point that I'm really relating, not to his needs, but I'm relating to the person, qua person, as a Tzelem Elokim, as I being malava him to the street and onto his way. So I thought it was at that point when all the needs were taken care of, that specifically shows that you're treating the person, that you're focusing on the Tzelem Elokim of the aspect person and not the needs of the person. It's interesting, I thought also, because the whole Parsha talks about Hashem, talks about Avram feeding and giving food and drink to Malachim who don't need the food and the drink. So really this whole aspect was, this whole story and all, everything we were learning Hachnas Ochem is talking about a case where there really is no need. So maybe
simulated need.
So therefore, I thought that also was maybe focusing on the Halva when already all the needs are done, and then you're focused on the Tzelem Elokim aspect of the person. So that's how I was trying to understand the Rambam. In source 11, as we turn the page, can explain again why we're focused on why did the Torah focus on Hachnas Sorkim again? Could be that just like Hashem created the world without, not to fulfill any need that he had. And it was, Olam Chesed Yibane. It was a pure act of Chesed. So too, also, when we're involved in Leviat HaOrchim, at the end, so again, after the needs, that's just purely an act that is not connected to the needs, but to the Tzelem Elokim. And again, it's an emulating Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a Chesed that comes straight, over and above needs. I don't know if I said that last sentence clearly, but hopefully that was understood.
That assumes you're not escorting them out because they don't know that they've overstayed their welcome. It's for your own.
Right. So it used to be.
We'll discount that.
So it used to be that they talked about times when there weren't signposts and you really had to help the person direct them to the next thing. Nowadays, they say that you should walk a person out Dalet Amos. Of course, I mean, if you have to walk them to the bus stop or the train station, and they, but why they were saying why some people are not so machped in it is because the situation has changed a little bit. The sakana might not be as great. People travel on public transportation with other people. It's not that they're not traveling alone, but I think people say that we should definitely escort a person out, you know, Dalet Amos, and again, that has nothing to do with needs, but it has to do with something giving kavod to the Tzelem Elokim in that person. I could just go back, just when it things that I just remembered that I jotted down, when we talked about that the Gdol Achnos Zorchem Yosem Mekabat Pnei Shechina, so halachically, what I heard was Shlomo Zalman mentioned how to, in certain applications. One thing he said is that, let's say it's you had a guest, and really you were the person who was going to be mitapel with the guest, and then it's time for mincha, so you can either, you know, should you leave the guest and go to shul and daven with a minyan or daven at home? And he thought that it would be from this rule of gdola hachnasas orchem mekabat pnei shechina, so would say daven at home and still be involved with your guest if you are needed in that specific situation. The Chafetz Chaim, it's told also that when he had guests over, and there I think he was talking about real aniyim who were really hungry, he skipped shalom aleichem. He said shalom aleichem, I can say it later in the meal, but he went right from kiddush right to the meal. Let's you know, not to be involved. There's a need of an ani right here. I don't have to welcome guests. Welcome the shechina and welcome the malachim of the shechina. You know what? What's more important? Hachnasas Orchem is more important, and he wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem right there at the beginning of the meal. Someone else wanted to apply it to maybe Makam Kavua, which some people are very machbid on. And I mean, I've heard from Rav Miller that, you know, if someone's sitting in your seat, Dalet Amos, you know, around is still your makam. So you can still, if you have a makam, you know, kavua, sit within Dalet Amos, and that you're still fulfilling that aspect of makam kavua. But even if not, you know, here you have, you want to be in your makam because you want to, you know, be in Hashem's presence. But here someone is coming into your makam. So Hachnasas Orchem, to, you know, let the person sit in your makam. That's in sort of like an aspect of Hachnasas Orchem. And that might be greater than
being mitzam same there too, right?
Being mitzam same there too, right?
Gemara says in Bracha Kol Kovei Amakom Tfilato Elokei Abraham Be'ezro.
Uh-huh.
So Abraham is referenced expressly, and
right.
That's always been my understanding, that the God of Abraham's not going to be too happy if you find someone in your seat and kick him out because you say it's my makom kavua.
Right.
What a way to get Hashem's help.
Right.
Elokei Abraham Be'ezro.
Be'ezro.
Yeah.
Excellent. So turning the page over in source 11. There is actually, I didn't. Maybe some people knew this. Avasa Rabbi Nasan. So everyone learns in early elementary school that Avram had a tent which was open on all four sides. But I was surprised that Eov also had a tent that was open on all four sides. He goes, Eov shasa dalab sachim leveso. V'lama asa Eov. He didn't say dalab sachim leveso. Kedei shuliyah aniim mitzdarim lahakifes kol habayit. He had four openings because he didn't want even that small trouble of, you know, the guy just circling your house and coming in your front door. He wanted to make it easier for the for the travelers, and so he had, just like Avram Avinu's tent was open on all four sides, so was Eov's, and so therefore when he was afflicted. Amal lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, the third line, Ribono Shalom, Lo Isi, I underlined it, Machel Reivim Mashker Tzameim, I was involved in Hachnasas Orchem. I also gave them food and drink. So why is this coming on me, upon me? So next line underlines, Achal Pi Kain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answers, Amal lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Le'iov, Eov, you still a dayin, Lohigat Lechatzi Shir Shal Avram. You still haven't even gotten to half the shir of Avram Avinu. What does he say? Ata yoshev b'sho b'soch beitecha. You stay in your house. V'orchin nechnas aneid lecha. Etzlecha. But Avram Avinu, we know, went out, you know, to the guests. Two, you fed the people what they were used to. Eit shedarko lecho patchitim, hechoto patchitim. You fed them, if they were used to that level, that's what you feared them. Eight shadaka lecho basar, if they were, their diet included meat, so you gave them meat. Eight shadaka yayin, you gave them yayin. But you gave them what their standard was. But Avram lo asaken ela yotzeu mahad ba'olam. So he brought him into his house. If people were ate coarser types of grains, he gave them chitim. And if they didn't eat basar, he gave them basar. And if they weren't used to yayin, he still gave them yayin. And it also mentions even a third aspect of Avraham Avinu, that then he went on to getting the people to be mevarech l'shem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, however, still, you know, if you look at source 12, when it talks about the mitzvah, you know, of tzedakah, it says, what do we have to do if there was a Jew that somehow now became an ani? So what are we? What level are we required to support this fellow Jew? So it says de machsero, and onto what level? Atam mitzava level farnoso. You have to help the person out. Viatam mitzava level ashro, but you don't have to support him on a level even above that he was used to. Asheyachsalo. However, afilu sus luchav alav eved lerotz lufanav. However, it's still, you know, you don't give him just standard food stamps, just a basic. If a person was on that level, you know, that's what you give him. But if a person was used to higher level, even it says, even a horse to ride on and someone to ride in front of him, so he was on that standard. So for him, if he's not, you have to support him. It's amazingly. So that's an amazing, you know, Stucker says you have to put him back to the standard that he was on. Okay, that's what it is. The community, you know, if it's, again, you have to prioritize and give people food who need food, but if it's there, there's still an element of sukkah till you raise the person back to the. So this is what Eev was doing. Eev was giving people who were used to basar, he was doing the halacha. So why does it say like he only did, he didn't even do half? You should say that Eev did the halacha. Okay, Avram went lifnei meshus hadin. But don't say that Eev did half the din. Eev was doing the halacha. That's what it says to do. Bring him back to the standard. Sure. So I think what it was saying is possibly what we were saying before, is that somehow Eev was looking at the mitzvah achlasas orchim as a need-based mitzvah. And he was focusing on the needs of the person and doing that. Avram was looking at it b'tzelem Elokim. Avram was saying, even after your needs are taken care of, I'm going to be melave you. And that's the pasuk. I didn't say it in pasuk tezayin. If you look at source 1, vayakumu mishama anashin, the people got up, the three angels, vayashkivu al panei sedom, and then they were gazing and looking towards stone. Va'avram holech imam l'shalcham, he walked with them l'shalcham to escort them, to send them out. So Avram did the mitzvah of Havai. Again, even after they were, after they ate and were drank and were fed, and again, focusing not necessarily on the needs, but on the tzelem Elokim of the person and lifting the person up and validating that person's self-worth. Why does it focus so much on vayaratz, vayimaher, and things like that? So I was thinking of an analogy that sometimes if you went to a restaurant and you're sitting down, and the waiter is bringing you your food, right? And it's coming to you, and you're getting fed, and your needs are being met. But you look over, and there's a wealthy customer, you know, sitting over there, and he's being there. The waiter is just fawning right over them, and immediately is just running for anything that he wants. He's getting snap, 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 and the maitre d' is all there. And so that is even above the needs. That's validating that person's, you know, importance, and then, you know, and so forth. So I think what Avram was doing with running, he didn't have to run. He could have, unless the people were starting, you know, we're gonna, maybe it was a hot day, and if a person's gonna die, right? Yeah, run and do it. But once you got through the, you know, that level, still do things bizrizut. Again, maybe it was focused in hachnasas orchim, that aspect, because that's an aspect of showing, again, relating to the person's salam alakim, not necessarily the person's needs, which might be, as we explain, the basis for this mitzvah.
Right. עושה את זה ככה. לא, הוא בדיוק ההפך. זאת אומרת, אני עושה לוחם לצד את זה כזה, שזה ניגוד למצב החולה שלו.
Right.
לכן והיה רוצה להם
היה. Right. Also, excellent. Okay, so then, source, interesting, that the pasuk right after, the pasukim right after Avram is involved in Hachnasas Orchim, so we never know, the Parsha Lecha doesn't tell us why Avram was chosen. The only pasuk I think we have that I know, you know, that why Avram was chosen, it says this pasuk in Perek Yudchet that comes right after Hachnasas Orchim. Ki dativ l'mana she'etzevet benavet b'nei beito, because I know that Avram is going to command his family, his children that come after him, v'shamu derech Hashem nasas tachu mishpat. I know that that Avram is setting up a family, a model family, that's and teaching them the rules and the behavior of tzedek and mishpat, and therefore I'm choosing Avram and his descendants to enter into a brit. So again, this is coming right after Hachnasas Orchim, and what did I have in mind? Again, maybe somehow that focus on the Tzel Malukim of others is what was what struck a Kadosh Baruch Hu to enter into the Brit with Avram and his descendants. And another Agada. Talks about when Moshe went up to Shemayim to get the Torah. So we always heard that Malachim didn't want to give him the Torah, didn't want Moshe to be able to take the Torah down. So I heard in elementary school, so he said, oh, what is it written in the Torah? It says, Kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha. Do you have parents? Of course it's, you know, of course it's for us. We have to really understand that Medrash. What was, you know, Malachim knew that, what exactly, somehow this Torah, which is even was created even before man was created, and it's a blueprint in the world, and it's a spiritual document. So you're going to give it to Basav Adam and to interpret. You know, we who are next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're the ones that are should be involved in the Torah, not Basav Adam. So, but there's another medrash, source 15, Shmos Rabbah, Chafchet. And it mentions that at that, what did, not that he, Moshe answered him with Kabeid et avicha ve'et imecha. However, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the appearance of Moshe to look like Avram. Ba'oso shah, bikshu mo'alche asharas lefgo b'moshe, asabo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klasin shalpanav shal Moshe domer le'avram. He changed Moshe's face to look like Avram. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to them, amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yi etem et ba'ishim hemenu, lo zeshe yardazon etzlo, v'achaltem asoch be'iso. You know, didn't you guys go down to his house and didn't he feed you? Aren't you embarrassed that now you are sort of like arguing with him? What exactly, I would give it some, are the Midrashim Chazal giving the same answer? Are they giving different answers? Is this answer somehow focusing, when I heard somehow on the, their vikuach, it's, like I said, it was a spiritual document, you're bringing it down to the earth. So Avraham Avinu showed by him being involved in Chema and Basar and Cholav, giving it to the Malachim, he showed how you can elevate, you know, this, the, you know, this physicality to the level of, you know, even food for Malachim into spiritual food, and therefore he was showing you that the Torah could be and is proper to be brought down into this world. Is there some different message between the two midrashim? I have to give it some more thought. I wanted now towards the end, and we'll finish by 10 o'clock. There's three other halachos that show the interaction between Hachnasas Orchim. I want to show and other areas of halacha. So one, which might show again the importance of this mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. So one was in source 16 in Yoredei Simen Samech Tet Sivvav that says that normally we should soak salt meat for an hour, but if you have guests over, then you can do it down to 20 minutes. So again, we see how Hachnasas Orchim is impacting other halachos. The importance of taking care of someone's needs even allows you to act in not necessarily in the lechatchila way, but it's the lechatchila way in this situation when you have to take care of someone's needs. Sure, shehiya b'melech eino pachas mechtei hilach mil. The minimum is a mil, and that's around shlishah sha'ah, according to the Mechaber, 20 minutes. Hagah ועל זה יש לסמוך בדיעבד, and you can rely on this בדיעבד, או אפילו לכתחילה לכבוד אורחים או לצורך שבס. So for אורחים or שבס, you know, you can rely on the 20-minute rule לכתחילה. He says, אבל בלאו הכי, but if you didn't have those two needs, המנהג is to wait, לשוס ומליך אשור שעה, you let them eat salt for an hour, ואין לשענס, and don't change them and stick to that. So, but again, you saw that interaction when it came to an area of Yoredeya of salting meat. Again, in Hachnasas Orchim interacting with, we mentioned that on Shabbos that there are certain things that when one is carrying, this is Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Tav Kuf Yud, where it mentioned that. That if you were going to be carrying certain things, you should do it with a shinoi. But it brings down that if your reason why you're carrying these things is because of orchim, then you're allowed to carry it kidarko, and so you don't have to delay the orchim. The 19 is in Tofresh Lamed Tet. Interesting, we know that on the first night of Sukkot, if it's raining, so the Mishnah says that you should wait till Chatzos for the rain to stop, l'chadchila. Because maybe you'll be able to get into the sukkah and make a leishev basukkah. However, look in the Shartzi on source 20, he says, u'kshehizmin es l'orchim, but if it's the first night of Sukkot, and you have guests, then and they're hungry, right? You don't have to wait even the first night of Sukkot. If it's raining, if you have guests, just go out, eat your kezias. Don't wait till it stops raining. Eat, get the meal started. You know, go to the sukkah without a leishiv and finish your meal inside the house.
Right.
So this one is talking about a need, not just stam or chum. I would agree with that. But he says that, and it seems more that they're.
Aval, yeah. If we say that it's you want to emulate Avraham Avinu, it's
right.
Not the needs. These are people who don't need it. It's,
right.
It's pure chesed that you're.
Right. So here we're talking about a case that we're saying.
Shartzion doesn't say that. He says Aniyim.
So in this case, it's interesting. Where do you put Achnas Sorkin? Achnas has aspects of tzedakah. You have to lay out money for Achnas Sorkin, but then there's also things of levaya and just relating at the table and doing it is definitely also aspects of chesed. So it has
and
aspects
the
of
people who didn't
both.
Need to eat.
Correct.
So
yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. That maybe that's the. So you have to take care of the needs, but don't think that that's only the mitzvah. Achnas Sorkin also includes. You know, relating and trying to uplift the person's
Salam Elokim. That's the question. I guess maybe that's
no. So right. So only if they have needs and they're hungry, then maybe these halachos only apply to a real ani, not to someone who can wait and is not pressing and is well fed. I think that comes pretty clear from the text over here. So I just wanted to end with two other sort of agadatas. 21 says is a pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Chaf Bet that it's talking about the Shulchan, the Kalim, and the Beis Hamikdash. However, the beginning of the pasuk describes the Shulchan as a mizbeach, and it says this mizbeach is made of wood and it's shlosh amot by two amot, and those are, you know, that's the length and the height. And then it says, "Vaydiber Eli zeh haShulchan asher lifnei Hashem." This is the Shulchan which is lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara picks up in Chagiga Daf Chaf Zayin says, "Pasach b'mizbeach v'sayim b'Shulchan." The pasach starts calling the kli a mizbeach, and at the end it calls it a Shulchan. So Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, Lamer Tavayu, they both said, "Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayem." Why is it mentioning the word mizbeach when it comes to the Shulchan? So he wants to teach you that at the time when we had the Beis Hamikdash, so the mizbeach was machaper el adam. But it's using the word mizbeach when it's describing Shulchan because there's an aspect of mizbeach in a shulchan now, and what is achshav shulchan or shul adam mechaper alav? And what does Rashi say? What are we talking about? The shulchan we're talking about b'achnasas orchim. A person's shulchan and doing acts of achnasas orchim is what nowadays, after we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, is what helps bring kapara. In addition to tefillah and tshuva, but that act helps bring about kapara. I remember reading, I don't know if it was Rabbi Friend or Rabbi Riskin once, I think he said there was a minhag in Europe that people used, when they died, somehow used to take their table, their dining room table, and make their coffin out of their dining room table, because that's what they wanted to bring to Shemayim. They wanted to bring the mitzvah of Afnasas Orchim to bring up, I guess based on this gemara, to bring a kapara for themselves and as they stand on Yom HaDin. And it's also the last source, 24, is the Tikkuni Zohar, again showing you the importance of this mitzvah. It says Kederach Sha'adam Makabel Asa Orchim B'Hai Alma, how a person welcomes guests in this world, Kacha Makabel Nishmaso Ba'olam Ha'Elyon. That's how a person's neshama will be welcomed and greeted in the Olam Ha'Elyon. The schus of learning this mitzvah, we all be zoche to
welcome guests
all good things.
Yes. Yeah.